From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. When the school board in Selma hired a new superintendent in 2017, the district had been in trouble for years. Avis Williams promised to turn things around, and she did. Now Williams is heading to New Orleans, where she'll lead the country's only all-charter school system. From our partner station WWNO in New Orleans, Aubrey Uhas traveled to Selma to learn more about Williams and her impact on the city's schools.
Growing up in Salisbury, North Carolina in the 1970s, Avis Williams was a typical middle child, an overachiever and a problem solver.
I was a bookworm, used to love to read, and the only time I ever got in trouble in school was when I was trying to read a novel instead of paying attention to what the teacher was teaching. It was Christine by Stephen King.
But while her good grades and bookishness may have suggested that everything at home was all right, it wasn't.
And so part of my reading was pouring myself into something where I could just escape because home life wasn't so great.
Her family lived in poverty and her father was abusive. At school, no one intervened or took an interest in her.
No guidance counselor ever spoke to me about going to college.
So she joined the Army, even though she wanted to be a teacher. While she was away at basic training, her father murdered her mother. Williams says even though it's hard to talk about, she shares this story because it helps explain her approach to education.
Part of the challenge is, you know, we've got children and families that have lost hope. You know, they are living in poverty and their parents and their parents' parents have lived in poverty and that's all they know.
One way Williams has tried to give students and families hope is by listening to them. When she meets with students, she always asks the same two questions. What are your hopes and dreams? And what do you need from your school?
Did you guys know what hopes and dreams mean? What's a hope?
Something that you're wishing for.
Yeah, absolutely. What's a dream?
Something that you've been thinking about for a long time.
Yes.
Alana, a third grader, says when she grows up, she wants to become a dancer and move to L.A.
Lower Alabama? Are you going to California? Oh, the other L.A.
As a Black woman, Williams is a rarity among public school superintendents, the vast majority of whom are white men. Selma is one of the smallest and poorest cities in Alabama's Black Belt. The public school system enrolls less than 3,000 kids. More than 98% are Black, and 90% are considered low income. Downtown, storefronts and warehouses line the waterfront near the historic Edmund Pettus Bridge, where state troopers attacked peaceful civil rights marchers more than 50 years ago. Columbus Mitchell, a local tour guide and public school parent, stands in the shade talking to a small group of tourists.
You're from Selma.
I am. Yes, sir.
He says while some parents were initially wary of Williams since she wasn't from Selma, she earned their trust quickly. Some parents in New Orleans have similar concerns. Mitchell says they have nothing to fear.
So I can assure the people there in Louisiana that they're getting someone that's really going to work hard for them and someone that really knows what it's like to connect with people, and she has that touch, I think, that's really is almost like the it factor. You know when you see it, and she has that in spades.
Across town, people have nothing but nice things to say about the outgoing superintendent. One teacher says the thoughtful emails William sends daily inspire her. Another says she's the reason a water-damaged library was finally restored. They're excited for her new job in New Orleans, but sad to see her go.
Appreciate you.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
When Williams arrived 5 years ago, the district had a bad reputation and was under the shadow of state intervention. Today, the city's schools are celebrated for their attention to mental health, focus on restorative justice, and high-quality academics.
All of our elementary schools have robotics teams. We encourage coding. We've got esports.
While all of Selma's schools are STEM-oriented, each has its own niche. There's one focused on social justice and another on entrepreneurship. Williams' approach to specialized schools could be a sign she's prepared to lead in New Orleans, which only has charter schools. Another big priority for her is equity, which she says has to do with both access and rigor.
The access is access to rigorous curriculum that we're not, you know, sugarcoating or dumbing it down because our babies are in poverty or because, you know, they might be below grade level. Some of them are, you know, two or three grades below grade level, and they still deserve access to a rigorous, high quality education.
Williams says she was attracted to New Orleans because it shares many of the same struggles as Selma. She wants to bring hope to families there as well. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Aubrey Juhas in Selma, Alabama.